experiments. As a child, he spontaneously had numerous paranormal experiences, mostly of the OBE type. The future study of which became a major passion as he matured. In 1970, he began acting as a parapsychology test subject in tightly controlled laboratory settings with numerous scientific researchers. Because of the success of most of these thousands of test trials, major media worldwide often referred to him as the scientific psychic. His subsequent research on behalf of American intelligence interests, including that of the CIA, won him top Psi-Spy status. His involvement in government research projects required the discovery of innovative approaches toward the actual realizing of subtle human energies. He viewed Psi powers as only parts of the larger spectrum of human sensing systems, and was internationally known as an advocate and researcher of the exceptional powers of the human mind. To learn more about Ingo, his work, art, and other books, please visit www.ingoswan.com. Opening thoughts. I was born in the early morning hours of September 14th, 1933. Delivered by the town doctor of Telluride, Colorado, in an upstairs bedroom of my maternal grandmother's home. It was only years later that I realized a memory of the birth sequence existed somewhere within me, a recall of an intense pressure, dark, distorting the whole body, painless, then a burst of light exploding in my head, a light that was nothing more than the light bulb hanging in the room. But to my blank brain and its light-sensitive synapses, it was a flood of painful brilliance. My eyes, for the first time, processing light signals. Too much light so suddenly, when perhaps babies should birth into semi-darkness to prevent such intense light flooding. For my mother, it was, I later learned, an ordeal. I was a little late in coming and was a big baby, weighing in at 9 pounds. It was an event, for I was the first grandchild on both sides of the family, born into a clan of various aunts and uncles, all of whom had grown up with each other in the small confines of Telluride. A clan that was to lavish attention upon me for the years of infancy. When I was but a small infant, the I part of me was often not within my little body, but rather was outside of it, watching and experiencing the vast amounts of emotion and love that were poured in at it. I can say I remember numerous details from this period. The color of blankets in the small crib on wheels my mother pulled through the house to keep me near her at all times. The 2 string of beads, one blue, one pink, she used to entertain me. The warmth of the stove in the kitchen, and the one between the dining and living rooms. Of course, no one else suspected this out-of-body condition, and I had no real understanding of it until some 30 years later, when I was finally able to understand it for what it had been. This out-of-body component was to erupt and become problematical to all concerned, barely 2.5 years later, when I could talk enough to begin telling of out-of-body experiences to a totally unsuspecting family and clan of aunts and uncles. My family might have been prepared for the hard life, but they were not prepared for a clairvoyant child who had begun to narrate the fable out-of-body condition to them, perplexing and confusing all involved. While some might doubt that one can have memories of one's own birth and the first 3 months of life, these memories exist in deeper levels of our psychic structures, where the effects are much the same, whether the memories are consciously accessible or not. This is generally accepted now in psychology.